It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The federal government will spend far more money this year than it ever has before, and Congress is now looking at ways to impose some limits on itself. House lawmakers have approved legislation that would enshrine their so-called pay-as-you-go budget rule into law. It means that any spending increase would have to come with matching cuts or tax increases. But the rule may not be as strict as it sounds. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The pay-as-you-go rule isn't new. Congress had similar laws in the 1990s that expired under President George W. Bush in 2002. And during the House floor debate, the air was thick with 90s-era nostalgia from Democrats such as Alison Schwartz of Pennsylvania.
In fact, in the 1990s, as a result of statutory PAYGO, this country saw record deficits transformed into record surpluses.
The bill is supposed to discourage Congress from passing new spending initiatives unless there's a corresponding cut or tax increase. But unlike the 90s, this pay-as-you-go provision doesn't include a cap on appropriation spending. In fact, it adds exemptions for some Bush-era tax cuts, the estate tax, a fix for the alternative minimum tax, and increased reimbursement pay for Medicare doctors. This, on top of the last few months of spending, had Republicans crying foul.
It's really kind of like buying a fire extinguisher after your house has burned down.
Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan.
We're going to do this bill after we borrowed $1.1 trillion for a stimulus, after we passed a $410 bloated omnibus appropriations bill. This is PR politics.
But with the budget deficit estimated to top $1.8 trillion, the provision satisfies Connecticut Representative Jim Himes and the other fiscally conservative Democrats it was revived to please.
Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. Does it have some exceptions I'd rather not see as exceptions? Yes, it does. But it is a very, very constructive step in the right direction, and it will take us back.
The bill heads next to the Senate, with President Obama urging them to consider it a budget reform priority. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.